Blog Talk Radio.
And if he's there, then I hope that he's pleased with me. This is not done easily, I cook light. But the rhyme books that I write change since the father's aim is to see Jesus Christ look alike.
Come on, guys, now please, if you bust glocks, rocking your socks, spot hot on the block, stay ducking from the cops. Yeah. Not moved by your hummer, too, with rap will plumble you. Hope your boss trouble you, cause you're in trouble, dude. This too, as you flew on your late night peruse, beastly, like a zoo, eating men like you. Yeah. Peanut, see young buck, buck wild, copy the ghetto style, though the ghetto foul. Please, man, your jag ain't diggy when you're drunk, and you crash into a tree in a frenzy. Get high off weed and Remy, yeah. Wanting more like Demi. Lead a club on your cinny, watch some chicks acting freely. AIDS wake from your first blind date, cause it was a blind date, you walk in a blind face.
Come on.
Please, man, y'all listen. Living reality, y'all wishing. Death flirts, y'all all kissing. All missing when judgment day comes. Cause you can't stand in judgment, not believing in the sun. Please, man, I want him to be pleased when he comes. Not words, just faith in the sun. Come on.
Never
never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Well, we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Well, we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We here now. That right. We here now with faith in God. Yeah, now faith. We here now with faith in God. That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This episode... Yeah, this that hip-hop and Jesus. Yeah, Bible study. Hip-hop and Jesus, still on that Bible study. This episode, we are still studying, feeding on, and growing from the Word of God Almighty. Our God is the one and only everlasting God. Is that right? So, yeah, this episode right here, we are still studying, feeding on, and growing from the word of God Almighty. Our God is the one and only everlasting. Yeah, the one and only everlasting God. Jesus is the Lord. Got Christ yet? Well, you need Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, in today's scriptures, you can go ahead and turn there. Today's scriptures, you can go ahead and go to the first part. Part one, you can go ahead and turn there. 1 Samuel chapter 27, and wait for me. I'll meet you over there in a few. Got to pray first. All right, so scriptures for today, part one, which you can go ahead and turn into it or pull it up on your electronic device there. Part one, 1 Samuel chapter 27. Part 2, Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 for part 2. Part 3 will be Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 for part 3. Contact us when hip-hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. When hip-hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Audiobooks, album, and good newsletters available upon request. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, most of all, Father, for loving us. We love you back. Let us hear what you are saying, Father. Let us do what you are telling us to do. Don't let us only have faith, Father, but let us have faith with works. Don't let us gather together and just confess you with our mouth and then our hearts be far from you. But, Father, let us love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. And let us love our neighbor as ourselves. Father, you continue to have your way. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for the power that comes through your scriptures. Thank you for the encouragement that you give us through your scriptures. Thank you for all of the benefits of your word and of your kingdom. Father, let us focus on you and not the blessings. As you increase, let us focus more on you. Let us give you more glory in the name of Jesus. Let us decrease more so that you can increase more. All for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. And we ready. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus. Still Bible study. Hip Hop and Jesus. So let's kick it off. Part 1, 1 Samuel, chapter 27. Part number 1 for this episode will be 1 Samuel, chapter 27. Let me pull out one of these cards. Let's see what we got today. The forgiveness of sins. You got to know that you are forgiven by God. The only one you got to give an account to. Okay. So you are forgiven of your sins when you receive Jesus the Christ. That's God's way, God's truth, God's life for us on this earth. God is our creator. All right. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins to him, you can't hide them. Confess your sins. You let him know you messed up. Yeah, you let him know you fell short. He already know, but let him know you know. Let him know you know. So if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's just a little vitamin for you. All right, now let's go ahead and get this whole meal here. Get this full course meal here. first part will be 1 Samuel chapter 27. Again, shout outs to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in. And let's get it. 1 Samuel chapter number 27, verse 1 says, "And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And Saul will despair of me to seek me anymore in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand." Now, last time we read and we recognized that Saul, he really, you know, was saying that he was sorry. Recognized, you know, that David didn't really do nothing to him and all this, right? So, but David, he don't trust Saul. Saul done threw a spear at him too many times. Modern day term is Saul done bust at him too many times, pulled the trigger on him too many times. But he didn't hit him, all right? So, verse 2. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 2 says, "Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath." So David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. Verse 4 says, "And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath. So he sought him no more." You know, he didn't stop following David. So he sought him no more. Verse 5 says, "Then David said to Achish, if I have now found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you?" So he's being humble. Just give me a place to stay. I don't even need to be in the royal city, is what David is saying here. Verse 6, "So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day." Okay, because Achish gave that to David, gave Ziklag to David. All right? And who is Achish? Verse 3. Verse 2, "Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath." So he went over there to him, and he gave him Ziklag. Now go to verse 7. "Now the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. Now, Philistines were the enemy. When you read this book, now this is my first time actually realizing that, you know, that David had made friends with him, allied with him. But for what I know, all the readings of the Philistines that I read in this Bible, they are the enemy of God. So we're going to see how this goes and how that, you know, turns out or what have you. All right, so we're at verse number 7. Let's read it again. 1 Samuel, because this is a short chapter. Only 12 verses. All right, so 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 7 says, "Now the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. So he stayed over there a year and 4 months in the country of the Philistines. "And David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites. For those nations were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt." So they done raided three people land, David and his men. It's 600 men, right? Verse 9, "Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive." Ooh-wee! Well, that boy David, bro. And remember, David is the man after God's own heart. David is the one who God used, and David is the one who God chose to send Jesus down his bloodline. And David is the one that God said, yeah, he has a heart after me. David is the one that God said that about, King David. So, verse 9 again, "Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep and oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Akish would say, "Where have you made a raid today?" Came a Raider, huh? Oakland Raiders. Oh, David the Raiders. David and the Raiders. But they was raiding for real. "Where have you made a raid today?" Verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 27. And David would say, "Against the southern area of Judah," or "against the southern area of Jeremiel," or "against the southern area of the Jeremielites," and "against the southern area of the Kenites." Verse 11 says, David would save neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Gath, saying, lest they should inform on us, saying, "Thus David did, and thus was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines." So this is how he acted. He turned into a raider, not no football raider. I'm talking about going in there raiding stuff, taking over and killing, right? And it says he did this. This was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. Remember, it said he dwelt in the country of the Philistines for a year and 4 months, according to verse, 7? Verse 12 says, "So Achish believed David, saying, he has made his people Israel utterly abhor him. Therefore, he will be my servant forever." Now, I told you, now, he's over there with the Philistines. Philistines, no good to God's people. They're against God. So we're seeing his behavior right here, and then we'll go into the next chapter and see what else going on. You know what I'm saying? And as we continue, because it's 1 and 2 Samuel. So we're in 1 Samuel chapter 27. We just finished that up. So let me read verse 12 again. Look like Akish got some plans for David. Because David, he don't want no war. Akish don't want no war with David. And David just going up and taking over stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, Marie, verse 12 again. This is 1 Samuel, chapter 27. Verse 12 says, "So Akish believed David, saying, he has made his people Israel utterly abhor him." He made his people Israel utterly hate him or can't stand him. "Therefore, he will be my servant forever." See how other folks be having plans for you? But guess what? Don't let other people plan your life. Don't let other people make your decisions for you. The only person you're supposed to be listening to and bow down to like that is your God. And that person, them humans, guess what? They not your God. Mm-mm. That money, that's not your God. You name it, that's not your God, unless you're talking about the God of heaven that created everything, the God and Father of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yeah, the Almighty. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We running things smoothly right now. We just finished part one, which was 1 Samuel chapter 27, 12 verses. Got them all in there. When we come back from this praise break, we're going to go to part two, Isaiah 55. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we on this hip hop and Jesus Bible study. Know what I'm talking about? Be right back.
Listen, there's a lot of problems in this world, but there's only one solution. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the fear and all the pain. Look at all the tears fall like rain. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at the death and destruction. Look at the theft and corruption. Cats come from areas full of the disenfranchised and have not. Always wishing they had what they have got, but they don't, and they think that sucks. So they resolve to get involved in the game to get fat bucks. Young bucks on the block, bust clock, and duck cops, and tuck rocks in they socks. This is just how they been taught. They think if you moving weight, then you doing great if you haven't been caught. See, in the streets, violence and death bring a silence that's deafening. Cause the hood got cold and it blows my mind. If you snitch on the crime, they'll put you in the ditch on the dime. But why?
How did it get so bad? It's harder to get a good education than to get dope bags. It's so sad, but God sent his son to save us. That's the basics, you need to know that. The world needs take a look at the crime and abuse. Take a look at the minds of the youth. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Take a look at all the hate and the apathy. Look how we create our own tragedy. It's crazy. I'm so perplexed and my soul is sex. Cause human bodies are sold for sex. Man in 06, a prominent pastor was found to have a prostitute number in his Rolodex. So yo, what's next? Humanity is homicidal, suicidal. The truth is rivaled by lies and idols. We threw the Bible out with the trash. And a money-hungry mentality has made many devout for the cash. According to Forbes, about 800 billionaires out there. Makes you wonder how people still die from hunger. And these are just the things I've seen. I ain't even touched on the stuff I heard about by word of mouth. This thing we call life can cause cats to weep all night. But front like everything's alright. The fast-paced rat race did it to them. And they end up ruined, cause they never think to call Christ. Lord help us, the world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the thugs and the greed. Look at all the drugs and disease. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Wake up, Satan's cronies are getting people to buy into phony religion. Listen, yo, I've come to the conclusion that most have lost hope and can't cope. They're overcome by confusion. Look, we choke and croak from smoke and pollution. The deceived believe in a hoax or illusion, provoked by delusions. Young girls face the pressure of measuring up to the artists and actors they see in the magazine. The devil is setting them up. There's lies in the media and people just eat it up. But then they tune me out as soon as I bring Jesus up. A killer can off you, cause for the right price, his lawyer can change murder to manslaughter. You got terrorists terrorizing the populace. In 01, them NY Twin Towers got dropped on us. Racism is insane, yo. Considering God made a world full of colors like the rainbow. We fight each other over trivial idiosyncrasies. You think we see that we all got the same foe. Elections cause lots of tension, not to mention crooked law enforcement and politicians. The world is full of rotten systems. Don't tell me that people ain't hurting. The world is offering solutions, but they ain't working. I know you think I'm pessimistic, really I'm realistic. The truth sobered me up and I want the rest to get it. Cause the rest have missed it. Despite the evidence is that the metaphysics of this road is messed up, let's admit it. And only Christ can fix it. Yeah. Yo, only Christ can fix it. I'm telling you, only Christ can fix it. Yeah. Yo, the road is messed up, let's admit it. Only Christ can fix it.
To the track, yep. And let my mind wonder, Lord, speaking to my heart, and let us feel it like thunder. Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running, they live, don't know what they talking about, wanna put on the shout. but I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to do what you had to and wanted to do.
We'll
do you keep it on the cool? But Satan got them fools into thinking that you weak because you so meek. So let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak. We unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us. Here we go. Kicking this gospel, closed off the hearts. We come through windows of your soul. All while praising God, he sits on the throne.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and up. But God. But God. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that
alone.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and up.
But God.
But God. But God. The agony of defeat is that you are unique. You came into the world more precious than a pearl. To a virgin at that, so Holy Ghost rip the track.
That
man, I ain't gon' hold back, and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard.
Yeah.
Man, that seems so odd,
yeah.
But we talking about God
my
here.
God.
So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me gladder. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm ripping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm right,
right with this.
But God, he got my back.
Righteous.
But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God.
But God.
But God. But God, he got my back.
Yeah.
But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God.
But God.
But God. But God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's the Christ
back
upon this track. And with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
Standing
straight and tall like God made all y'all.
Oh,
you owe me pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the fall.
At the fall.
So watch your thinking attitude.
Yeah.
Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is
soul food.
I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth. Knock that out the park. OG
Beirut.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Yeah.
But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
But
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But
God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God.
Get it right.
But God.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, it's still Bible study. So part one, we just finished up 1 Samuel chapter number 27. Part two, let's get it. Isaiah 55. Let's go. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. And even though we are in 1 Samuel, don't forget that it's still one of the prophets. That matter of fact, that's the first prophet. Samuel is the first prophet of God. So, like I said, got two books, so enjoying it. All right, now let's go to Isaiah 55. That's another prophet. And Isaiah done turned up and started turning up. What it was last time we did this, Isaiah 54. So now, let's get Isaiah 55. We're starting at verse number 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate the sharing out. Everything, man. You know what I mean? So that first chapter was short. This second chapter short, too. This got 13 verses right here. 1 Samuel chapter 27 had 12 verses. Part 2 is Isaiah 55. We got 13 verses here. Give you a few more seconds to get to Isaiah 55. right? Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. It says, ho, everyone who thirsts, or hearken, or hold up, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come by and eat. If you ain't got no money, come buy this and eat this. I know the world we live in tell you you got to have money and all that stuff like this, but the Bible talking to you now. So you got to start taking what the word of God says over everything and everybody. You got to take the word of God over your own thoughts. So everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. That sounds real good, don't it? It sounds real heavenly. But this milk and this wine and buying all this stuff right here is better than the physical that they charge you money for. What the word is talking about right here, the wine, the milk, and the money and all that stuff like that, is better than what they sell us in the stores. Okay? And then he said one of the main reasons, because you can get this with no money. That's better than what they sell in the store. You go in the store and get something out there, even what they offer you for free, it ain't free. You go up in the store and then take something off the shelf, they're going to be waiting for you or come get you. I'm telling you. So this is Isaiah 55, and this is the reality that we live in. Yeah, we live by our faith in God. Okay, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. All right? So, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Hold up, everyone who thirsty, come to the waters. Jesus is the living water. The Bible, that's the living water for you. Wash your soul, wash your spirit, wash your heart, wash your whole life. Yeah, make you clean. Better than a shower, better than you soaking in the tub. So everyone who thirsts, come to these waters right here. Come to the waters. And you who have no money, come by and eat. Yes, come buy wine, milk. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2 says, why do you spend money for what is not bread? Yeah, why you spend your money on all them worldly things for what does not satisfy? So why do you spend your money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? What do you spend your money on? Yeah, you're supposed to be a steward. Yeah, God will show you how to manage your money and everything. So why do you spend money for what is not bread? I know they offer it to you. You putting all your money into this reality, man, please. You can put it into eternity through the reality, too. So why do you spend your money from what is not bread? What's not going to benefit you? You putting your money on that, huh? And your wages for what does not satisfy you. Yeah, you need a little bit of better money management. Listen carefully to me, capital M, capital E, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Listen, if we listen to the Lord, if we listen to his wisdom, if we listen to his spirit, okay, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Verse 3 says, incline your ear and come to me. Yeah. You never heard this scripture or heard something, you know, getting wine and milk without money and without price? Listen over here. Incline your ear, verse 3 says, and come to me. Capital M, capital E. Or capital M, E. So come to the Lord. Hear and your soul shall live. If you hear, your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Very merciful on David. All right, we're reading about David now in these Bible studies. Verse 4, Isaiah 55. Verse 4 says, indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know. You're going to call a nation that you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you. God's going to send them to you. Why? Because you got that faith in God. because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. That's why. Remember, it's him doing it. He's glorifying you, right? Because you're bringing him glory. Look at verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Yeah, get to know the Lord while he may be found, man. Call upon him while he is near. He's in every breath we breathe. Let the wicked forsake his way. Call on the wicked to him. Let the wicked forsake his way, if only they would do it. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts, let him return to the Lord. That's all God wants. Return to the Lord. And he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your God's thoughts are greater than yours. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. His ways are greater than our ways. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Stop thinking, just because thinking like these people who don't even think like God, but they're in these lead positions and stuff. We need to think like the Lord, because his thoughts are not our thoughts. So we need to think outside ourselves and outside everybody else and start thinking on God's thoughts. How do we do that? This word is a good place to start. All right, so my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your way, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Yeah, God not just getting you focused on the earth. That's what man is trying to do. When you're on the earth, you're put here to let God's will be done in your life. That's why you're put here. Okay? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Yeah, look to someone greater than you. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word. So if the rain doing all this and the snow doing all this is going out and it's accomplishing this, verse 11 says, so shall my word be. So his word going to do the same thing. So shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Excuse me, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That's why we have to line up with the word and line up with doing God's will on the earth, because if he said it's going to happen. Let me read verse 11 again. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Remember, God spoke this world into existence. Let there be light, and it happened. Let the earth bring forth grass and the dry land, it happened. Right? So, my word that goes out of my mouth, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. It shall do what God wanted to do. Okay? What God wanted to do. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. I like that, joy and peace. You shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. No worry, joy and peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. Mm-hmm. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Yeah, some people be riding by, and they think just the wind blowing. Look at how the word of God describes this. You riding by, and then all the trees of the fields clapping their hands for you when you riding by. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Joy and peace. This is what God giving you. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Mm-hmm. Welcoming you as you riding by. Verse 13, yeah, this is God's earth. Mm-hmm. Instead of the thorn shall come up, instead of the thorn, shall come up the cypress tree. So instead of a thorn, you're going to get a cypress tree. I like that. And instead of the briar, shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Yeah, it's going to be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So, hey, it's a good time to be on God's side. It's a good time to get on over here and stay on God's side. Because, yeah, man, it's the acceptable year of the Lord, and it's the day of vengeance of our God. Yeah, so if you're on his side, you're getting blessed in this season. And I'm talking about, it just said it's going to start and they're going to be cut off. So the everlasting sign that shall not be cut off, this is the beginning of the blessings. Okay? Just in the beginning of the blessings of the Lord. And at the same time, in the beginning of the day of vengeance of our God on the disobedient and the wicked and the rejectors of God's way. Here's Jesus. The rejectors of Jesus? Mm-hmm. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we on this hip-hop and Jesus. And we done finished two chapters already. When we come back, we'll get into Hebrews chapter 13. You know what I'm talking about? And we'll get you up out of here. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be right back.
Dear Lord, please hear me. This prayer ain't for me. It's for the ones that struggle every day with their beliefs. That ain't accepted you, but still they relate to me. So painfully I pray you make them able to receive. I try to tell them about Christ, and they ain't trying to feel it. When I act Christ-like, they say that I'm the realest. But if I'm just a duplicate, then who it is I'm trying to be is really who they dig, and they just trying to fight the feeling. Racism got them claiming it's the white religion. Scarred by slavery and all the whites that did it. But slave owners just manipulated Bible scriptures. They claim Christian but never obey the writings in it. They stumble off the imagery provided by the pictures. Like why wouldn't I look at God? He looks nothing like us. You writing that descriptions not provided by the scriptures. And folks to be held accountable when Christ arrives to get us. It's for you, I'm just trying to help you make the right decision. There's only one God, ain't no black or white religion. The devil used slavery to magnify division. Now you trapped inside the prison of a past you not forgiven. Forgive them.
Cause we done felt a lot of pain. So Lord, I know the feeling. And we done seen a lot of things. So my prayer is that you heal us. These scars stay right so deep. So deep. So deep.
Some of them know, some been listening to liars though. Some of them just don't care, some of them trying though. Without faith in you, what do they rely upon? To keep them righteous on the same street that God is dying on. Doctrine of the devils, survival of the fittest. Cause all I see it meaning is survival of the wicked. It's like you play a game and somebody start cheating you. You feel the only way to beat them is become a cheater too. They call it being tough, it's really being weak. Switching teams out of fear that you see defeat. That's like a crip in a room with 100 bloods. Given the option of either dying or becoming one. Homie, I know it cause I did it. I hustle cause I feared my way of living. If I didn't, I'm familiar with the prison of the mind. But in him is no fear. Lord, save those who though heaven is, don't hear. Please.
Cause we done felt a lot of pain. So Lord, I know the feeling. And we done seen a lot of things. So my prayer is that you heal us. These scars stay right so deep. So deep. So deep. These scars stay right so deep. So deep.
Some think it's a whack religion, or it's not the black religion. In America, slavery is the only path we're given. Searching for a history that reaches past the master's whipping. Dissing the Bible, not knowing how many blacks was in it. So they revert to Egypt. We know that they were black, so Moses had to be to fit in when they brought that baby back. Joseph blended in so well his fam ain't recognize him. So how you think Mary took Jesus up to Egypt to hide him?
And honestly, back then there wasn't even such a race as black. It wasn't till way later we even started claiming that. I can pick the Bible up and show you everything that's black. The problem is you should praise him without me even saying that. Worship the Lord who did what you could not do, cause you were made in his image, not cause he looked like you. I'm saying, I understand why you feel how you feel, but feelings don't always tell you what's real. He is the truth and the way and the life, homie.
Cause we done felt a lot of pain, so Lord, I know you feel it. And we done seen a lot of things, so my prayer is that you heal us. These scars, they run so deep, so deep, so deep. These scars, they run so deep, so deep, so deep.
Christ, he is the life. That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop and Jesus. Yeah. Bible study, man. So we already did 1 Samuel chapter 27. That was part one. Part two, Isaiah 55. And now we're ready for part three, which will be Hebrews chapter 13. So let's get it. Hebrews chapter number 13. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it. Let's get it. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, and we starting at verse number 1. Then I'm going to let you go on about your business. You know what I'm talking about? Hebrews chapter number 13. That's the last chapter in Hebrews. So we'll be starting another book next time, which will be James after Hebrews. So Hebrews chapter 13, starting at verse number 1. A few seconds. Hebrews chapter 13. It's in the New Testament, towards the back of the Bible. Being towards the ending. Not quite there, but. All right, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Yeah, don't let brotherly love get old. Don't let brotherly love, you know, get stale, but let brotherly love continue. That's nice there. Let brotherly love continue. Look at Jonathan and David. Let that kind of brotherly love continue, man. Better check and make sure you don't hate anybody. All right? Even those people that did you wrong, can't hate them. Still, you know, you got to hate the enemy. But, you know, let brotherly love continue. God wouldn't tell us to do this if it was impossible. With God, all things are possible. Okay? With God, all things are possible. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers. For by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Yeah, some of those people that be on the street, some will be posing as what we call bums. Some of them be angels. Some of them. Not all of them. But do not forget to entertain strangers. Yeah, don't just be looking over everybody like, oh man, whatever. I'm gonna look over your angel. You better go get a job. Tell your angel to go get a job. Go get a job like everybody is. Tell your angel that. Do not forget to entertain strangers. Yeah. For by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Yeah. Don't think you better than anybody. Don't think you too good to talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Be humble enough to talk to and listen to everybody. All right? Use wisdom, though. I got you. Don't worry about it. Verse 3 says, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. So remember the prisoners as if you were chained with them. Remember those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Yeah, the ones that's mistreated. Not the ones that, you know, getting what they deserve, but the ones that's mistreated. There's a lot of innocent people in prison. There's some criminals in prison that need to be in that mug. But there's some prisoners that's innocent. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. There's some prisoners that was innocent and that were mistreated, and they're still mistreated. You want proof on it? They mistreated Jesus, right? They locked him up. Same system. Okay, then. And why God gonna crush it? Don't worry about it. God gonna crush it. Verse 4 says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. You know, you risk the judgment of God. Mm-hmm. Marriage is honorable among all. So that's why an honorable thing like this should not be connected to an abominable thing like homosexual or homosexuality. Mm-hmm. Marriage is honorable. Not no homosexual marriage, though. That's not honorable. Marriage between a male and a female, a man and his wife, a wife and her husband, right? The bride and the groom. Marriage is honorable among all, in the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Verse 5, let your conduct be without covetousness. I don't know where we done got off or how we done tricked ourselves or let the devil trick us into thinking that just because we don't feel like it or we don't believe it, that we shouldn't do it. You know what I mean? We got to live up to God's standards. God put it here, and he said it is what it is. Jesus the life, Jesus the way, Jesus the truth. You don't agree with it, it still does not change the way, the truth, or the life, which is Jesus. So Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. All right? We're always trying to keep up with the latest trends and all that, covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So why are you coveting their stuff when you got God? Mm-hmm. You got God. You got Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Right? So, let your conduct be without covetousness. Don't be wanting what they got, what she got, what he got. Be content with such things as you have. You got God. And what it says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, you got Emmanuel. Emmanuel, being interpreted, is God with us. Yeah, God is with you. Verse 6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's what I've been saying, and some of us been saying since 2020, 21, even before that, though. But especially 2020 and 2021. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Mm-hmm. What? Verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. The ones who rule over you are the ones who have spoken the word of God to you. Not the government who don't say nothing about God to you. Come on, man. Well, what they say about God is some lies because they don't know him. So remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. Those are the only ones you should have ruling over you. The ones who's speaking the word of God to you, whose faith follow. If you get encouraged by their faith, follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. All right? So follow their faith and watch their conduct too, considering the outcome of their conduct. If their conduct lines up with the word, okay? Now, I ain't talking about just watch them and see what they do. Oh, they messed up right there. And then write it down. Oh, they messed up right there. They must, no, because you can be messing up too. Mm-hmm. God tell you to go left and you be going right. God tell you to go right, you go left. Let me go ahead. I'll come over there and go a little bit later. You delay obedience. Delay obedience, right? Disobedience. Verse 8, Hebrews chapter 13. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You got to know that. He does not change, even though this world has changed because the world ain't got no faith no more. Jesus Christ is the same, though, yesterday in the past, today, right now, and forever, even in the future. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. Don't be carried about with various and strange doctrines. From now on, read your Bible for yourself. Don't be carried away just because somebody else saying it. Look at these churches. People got carried away with various and strange doctrines, and now the churches are closed down as a whole. Some of them trying to open back up, but I'm just saying they can't recover because the government should not have told the churches to close and because they, well, even if they told them to close, the churches shouldn't have closed, because the true government is on Jesus' shoulders, and that's who we get our orders from heaven, not this man-made government. But you can tell these churches are carnal-headed, and they're scary. Yeah, they scared of Satan. They don't reverence and fear God because they don't read their Bible. And Rev wasn't equipping the people to read their Bible. Yeah, read your Bible. Get hooked on God. Put your faith in God for yourself. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace. You need grace. God will establish your heart by grace, not religion. Look, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Verse 10 says, we have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. We got an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. We got an altar that we can eat from that they ain't even got no right to eat from. Verse 11 says, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt outside the camp. Yeah, the bodies of those animals, when it was blood sacrifices and God was accepting the animals, the blood of the animals, right? It was brought into the sanctuary but by the high priest for sin, and it says, and are burnt outside the camp. So brought in the sanctuary, but it's cooked outside. Verse 12 says, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. Yeah, that puts Jesus above everything. Jesus above every animal sacrifice. Jesus above the law. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. He sanctifies us with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Go forth to him outside the camp. Yeah, you thought he was in the church, but they've been kicked him out of the church. So go forth to him outside of the church. Yeah. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach, bearing his disrespect. So don't be studying the church. You got to go into this world and let your light shine. Let us go forth to him outside the camp. He ain't just in no church. You know, God made this whole world, and he gave us 7 days in the week and all these hours, and all y'all want to let him do or imagine that he do is just go to church? Mm-mm. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Mm-hmm. We going outside of this physical realm, outside of this physical dimension. Put our faith in God and tune into eternity. For here we have no continuing city on this earth, but we seek the one to come. Verse 15 says, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. By Christ Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes your situation be messed up, but God is always good. So you still have to offer that sacrifice. That's when it becomes a sacrifice of praise. Right? I don't feel like it. I'd rather just lay here and be in my little trouble. No. Offer that sacrifice of praise to God and see what he will do. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. He don't want to hear your complaints, but offer him some praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, because he always good. And he always working stuff out for our good. So it's a sacrifice. Giving thanks to his name, man, he always good. Even when it don't feel like it or seem like it, he's still good. He still got your back. All right? He still is with you, and he still is for you. All right? But do not forget to do good and to share. Don't become selfish. And don't be doing bad. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Let us know how to please God. All right? Don't forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, you sharing, God is well pleased with that. You doing good, God is well pleased with that. The royal law. Treat others how you want to be treated, right? Mm-hmm. Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive. And remember, the only kind of ones who you would have rule over you is the ones who spoke that word to you, right? Verse 7, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. If they're not speaking the word of God to you, they shouldn't be ruling over you. If they are speaking the word of God to you, you know they're not going to rule over you like a dictator. If they're speaking the word of God to you, they're going to lead you, or God is going to use them to lead you, just like with Jesus. Okay? They're speaking the word of God to you, and you should follow their faith, considering the outcome of their conduct. Now, go back over here, what it was, verse 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. If they're not watching out for your soul, don't have them ruling over you. They go for your TV. They go for your money. They go for your balls. They go for your husband, your wife, whoever. Obey those who have rule. Obey those who rule over you, but don't let everybody rule over you. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. Be submissive to the ones that's watching out for your souls. Obey what they saying because they watching out for your soul. Don't make it hard for them. As those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. They watching out for your soul, but you want to buck against and go against the grain. Remember, it's okay to let those who are speaking the word of God rule over you. Remember those who rule over you who have spoken the word of God to you. They speaking the word of God to you, not religion. You getting faith every time you hear them speak, or you, every time you hear God using them, you getting faith. Get more faith in God. He's revealing himself more to you. That's okay to let them rule over you. Because guess what? They ain't trying to rule over you. They too busy obeying God, right? And they just preaching and doing what God says. So obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. Ain't nobody else watching out for your soul. As those who must give an account, excuse me, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And you know you're getting your faith fed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Verse 18. Yeah, but don't make anybody your God either. Because like I said, those who rule over you, they ain't even trying to rule over you. They just following Christ, and they doing what God say, and you keep following. All right? Verse 18. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. Pray for us. For we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. So don't forget to pray for the leaders. And so there's still some leaders around here. I ain't talking about them sorry church leaders who scared of Satan. I'm not talking about them who scared of their, I'm talking about scared of Satan, but they'll swing on you. Yeah, I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that's going to stand, and that you that God is using it. You know they got faith in God, and they got their conduct lined up with it. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, we're finishing this up. This is Hebrews chapter 13. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Hebrews 13. Let me read verse 18 again. It says, Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. We are desiring to live honorably. Do you desire to please God? Because if you're desiring it, it's going to eventually happen. It's a process. So God, get our hearts right. What are you desiring in your heart? Do you desire to live honorably unto God? Verse 19 says, but I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner, to you the sooner. Now, Paul, he was going through some things as he was preaching his word. And most of these, what he wrote, he was locked up in prison when he was writing this stuff. All right? Verse 20 says, now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead. Yeah. Now may the God of peace, he's the God of peace. May the God of peace who brought up Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete. Yeah, may the God of peace make you complete. Yeah, the one who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead. That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. May he make you complete in every good work to do his will. That's what it's about. So let him make you complete. May he make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you. He working in you. What is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got a lot of power in you. Well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear the word of exhortation. For I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Grace be with you all. Amen. Now remember, there's only certain kind of people that you need to hang on to every word they say. And then, you know, there's only certain kind of people that you want to rule over you. And if they rule over you, guess what? They're not, their job is not to rule over you, and they know that. Yeah, true leaders, we know that we are not here to rule over you and to dictate. No. Verse 7 shows you who the ruler is, who to have ruling over you. Remember those who rule over you who have spoken the word of God to you. That's the only one. Yeah, have mad respect, have much honor for those who are speaking the word of God to you, for those who you can turn on their broadcast, or those you can turn on, you know, and hear God in them. Okay? Follow their faith, considering the outcome of their conduct. All right? And then obey those who rule over you and be submissive. You don't have to worry about nothing. They're not going to dictate to you. This is the true government. This is the kingdom. Okay? We're looking out for your souls. And we ain't going to do that to you because we know we got to give an account to God. So let us do so with joy and not with grief. Okay? Submit to God. Yeah, resist the devil. That's how I go. Submit to God. Yeah, they're bringing the word of God to you, so you're not submitting to that person. You're submitting to God. And remember, the one who is ruling over you is not going to be sitting over you dictating and bossing you. Okay? You're going to be led by God. He's going to continue to give you the word of God, or she's going to continue to give you the word of God. You're going to continue to get your faith and grow. Okay? So be submissive. Obey the spirit of the one that's in the ones that's ruling over you. The only ones you have ruling over you is the ones that's giving you this word. Okay? Honor them. Respect them. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. We'll get at you next time. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. It's still Bible study. Appreciate you. Peace.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day,
yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D,
G-O-D, God on deck, G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, you know me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time, what you gonna do? Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you Jesus, hallelujah, respect is due. Father, have your way, never stay on the path that you paid. We know that God is with us, yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every Jesus. I know Jesus with me every day. Jesus. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
with me,
yes,
every day,
yes,
I know,
nine.
Jesus, with me, every,
yes,
I know,
nine.
Jesus, every day, every Satan day,
tricking people, he acting like he winning, he weak, couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning, the blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil, Satan destroys, kills, and lies, don't let him deceive you, I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day.
Yes,
I know
nine.
Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
nine.
Jesus. Every day,
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on, look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He missing the tooth,
the
truth.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.